This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A gigantic new art prize will be awarded in October, $250,000. Maybe the largest single prize to an artist anywhere in the world. You'd think something this major would be awarded by a committee of highfalutin experts. But Art Prize, as it's called, is based in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and it'll be decided by a popular vote of anybody who shows up and registers. The voting began this week, and every kind of art is eligible. Painting, sculpture, poetry, music, performance, really anything. It's the brainchild of Rick DeVos, a young entrepreneur. He has the wherewithal to do this because his grandfather co-founded Amway. I asked him why he wanted to do this.
Wanted to have a kind of a new type of event in Grand Rapids. Live in Grand Rapids and love it here, and always thought that we would be a great spot for kind of a new event, but not just another art fair. I'm particularly interested in the technology and creating systems for people to talk to each other, you know, the social media that you buzz about. But really liked film festivals and the conversation that they brought, so wanted to bring that sort of conversational element to an art celebration, you know, powered by social media.
And even though you're a web 2.0 social media kind of person, the idea of people showing their art simply online, I guess, didn't satisfy you. You wanted to go old school and bring everyone together.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so much more richness in the physical experience. You know, so much art these days is really kind of multi-sensory and enveloping, and then all the you know, the interaction that comes along with it, this sort of serendipitous meeting people in the streets. Oh, did you see that? That was really cool. Check it out.
How does it work? They simply signed up, and it's everybody is permitted, or was there some qualifying round?
Basically, what we did was at artprize.org, we built kind of an online dating service. So artists created profiles and uploaded images of their work, their past work, proposed work. And then venues all over town uploaded profiles of their spaces.
And did you always plan it to be a kind of pure democracy as you're doing it? Or did you ever think about judging or American Idol style, some combination of the two?
The goal of getting a lot of work seen and a lot of people engaging with and talking about the work, having the public vote was the most, you know, expeditious route to it. We make no claim that whoever wins Art Prize will be, you know, the best art because people voted for it versus, you know, a more traditional curated approach.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see on a number of levels, including the fact that from the elite curatorial point of view, one would imagine that, oh, a mass of people in Grand Rapids, they're going to vote for the kitschy, most obvious, least, you know, not the best stuff. It'll be interesting to see to what degree that turns out.
You know, I try and make the point that the point of Art Prize is not to find the best work through a public vote. The point of Art Prize is to have an event and have a conversation about art. And to that extent, it's already been a gigantic success because we have, you know, 159 venues all throughout Grand Rapids.
159?
Yeah, 159. Wow. Probably the vast majority of them have probably spent more time thinking about art as it relates to their business and their space and so forth in the past couple of months than they have in the
ever
past several years.
Yeah. I read that some local engineers are building some kind of Art Deco Loch Ness monster that's going to float on a downtown stretch of the Grand River.
Yep, there are some folks that evidently they've been planning that for many years, and that's kind of the cool thing about doing something as open as Art Prize is that it's become kind of an excuse for a lot of projects that people have talked about doing for a while and a catalyst to get them going and get them out there.
And do you think this is going to be a one-time thing, or is this the first annual Grand Rapids Art Prize?
This is the first annual Grand Rapids Art Prize, and we have a whole bunch of ideas of how to make it even better next year.
Great. Rick DeVos, thanks very much.
Thank you.